All right, so Kelly is super embarrassed that she's thinking about dumping her boyfriend because his mom is making a super embarrassing joke. I don't know about this.
Over and over and over.
Oh, it's like a worst case scenario, but still.
It's so embarrassing.
I'm surprised this hasn't happened to you.
I do have one story, but I'll save that for a rainy day. It involves two pairs of black pants.
Oh.
And skipping school.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get back to that.
Okay. Wow. Maybe it's for the podcast later. I don't know. Let's start with Kelly, though, and we'll get advice from our listeners. Go ahead, Kelly. What's up?
I am dying inside. I can't look my boyfriend's mom in the eyes.
Oh, yes. I love a story like this. What happened?
I am so embarrassed by what I was doing to her son when she walked into his bedroom.
Oh. I'm going to guess you weren't giving him a haircut.
You are correct. I was not giving him a haircut.
Okay. Or shaving his back. Okay. Go on.
Oh, no.
She was visiting, and I didn't realize that she was still there. And right in the heat of passion, she opened the door and said, "Oh," and covered her eyes and then proceeded to walk through the bedroom to the master bathroom.
No. She didn't just immediately shut the door? Who does that?
No, she didn't do anything. She just giggled and said, "Now, don't be embarrassed. I'll be in and out of no time. Just have to grab some contact solution."
Like, no.
Oh. Get out, Mom.
Oh, I would die.
I get why you're dying. And your boyfriend, is he used to this? Or was he embarrassed as well?
I mean, we were both pretty embarrassed. I don't think that this had ever happened before.
Okay, so after everything's taken care of, I mean, that's a mood killer right there.
Oh, yeah. You're done.
So you have to face her yet?
When we finally made the walk of shame out of his room, she said, "His dad knows how to treat a lady. So if he's anything like his father, I know you had a good time."
No.
I was just dying.
Oh. I'm dying for you. I can't.
Still talking about it. Why are we still talking about this? Doesn't she understand the rules? We pretend like it never happened.
Ignore, yes. ignore.
And where's your boyfriend going, "Shut up"?
Yes, she keeps talking about it. Every time I see her, she mentions it. She won't drop it.
Oh my God. I think maybe she's uncomfortable and so she just keeps spitting it out because she doesn't know what to say. Oh, maybe you just need to say, okay, we know what happened. Let's just not talk about it ever again.
Move on.
I have tried. I feel like I need to move on from this relationship. Like, is it stupid to leave over something like this?
Yes.
It just makes me so uncomfortable.
Yes, it's stupid. Yes, that is crazy. If you like this guy,
leave.
Unless he's really not good in bed.
No, that's not it. It's just like his mom. And, you know, if you're with somebody, you're kind of like with their family too. You know what I mean?
Well, the chances of her walking into the room again are slim to none. But yeah, it seems like she doesn't have a lot of boundaries.
Teach you to get a lock on that door moving forward, I'd imagine.
Right.
Oh, yes. We've talked about that, and that is our new practice.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot imagine you would just dump him over this just because his mom keeps making it weird. No.
Oh, and now you know what his dad is like in bed. Sick, sick, sick.
Right. It's just very layered, okay? Like, it's just so layered, and she brings it up every time I see her. It's just so uncomfortable.
Oh, I am sure there are people who've had far more embarrassing encounters with the in-laws or potential in-laws.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I saw my mother-in-law's towel fall and her boobs were right there. That happened. You know, I accidentally washed her prosthetic in the dryer.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that happened.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. So we've had plenty. I don't think it's that bad. Let's hear from listeners, though. 651-989-5795. Would you love this guy and stick with him or list him? I hope people don't say dump him. Come on.
Yeah, you got to hope that you think about pre-mom walking in.
Heather's in Minneapolis. You don't dump the guy, do you?
No, I don't think you dump him. He didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Yeah. So has this ever happened to you? Anything like this before?
Not exactly. Something close to it.
What happened?
My door didn't open, but my father was on the other side.
Oh, no. Did he hear something?
Yes, and very loudly said, "Not in my house."
Oh!
So that was the end of that.
Oh, you never did it at his house ever again, did you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, oh, so it can be overcome. Now, your guy at the time, was he really super uncomfortable, or did he think it's funny?
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's a cop right behind me.
I see why you said that then.
There's a cop behind you?
Were you speeding?
No, I was not. He is, though.
Okay, good. Well, we'll let you go. We know you have bigger things to tend to. Thank you, Heather. Some of the texts we're getting. First, you should have locked the door. Second, everyone does it. It's normal. And third, just talk to her and tell her to drop it. Yeah, but you got to have that conversation.
And it's not like it's your mother-in-law where you're like close and you talk about things. I mean, oh gosh, I don't know.
A lot of support for loving the boyfriend, sticking with him. So that's good. I'm really glad that people aren't saying, oh my God, that is so cringeworthy. I would die, totally leave him.
Well, and the thing is, the mom seems like she's got a pretty fun, positive attitude. Mm-hmm. She jokes around. I think she'd probably be easier to talk to than you think.
Maybe she just really likes to talk about that.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. Jeff, this happened to you. Your dad walked in?
Yeah, I was probably 19, 20 years old.
Oh, no. And did he make a big joke about it?
He did for a little while after.
Yeah. But did you shut that down? Like, Dad, this is a no-go.
That's what you have to do. Come on. You know, we're all adults here. Everybody does it. It's human nature. So you
right.
You got to get over it. You got to cut it off before you bleed out. And so to speak, you know, it kind of sounds bad, but...
It's super hard to hear you. I know you're probably on a speakerphone, but thank you for calling. We appreciate it. There's more text saying, totally been walked in on top, topless. Now my mother-in-law walked in and saw, closed the door, walked out. Been married 14 years, though, so it works.
Yeah, and, I mean, you know, I guess it's nice that everybody knows you guys have a healthy relationship.
Daly's in Richfield. Hi, Daly.
Hi.
So you're saying don't break up with a guy just because mom walked in.
Yes, definitely. So it kind of happened to me similarly. My boyfriend in high school, now my husband, dropped a condom in the driveway, and my mom told everyone. She told my grandparents. She told people on Facebook. And I was mortified. But, you know, now I'm in love with I'm married to the man that I'm in love with, so... Definitely don't break up with him.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And here's another text. The boyfriend needs to tell his mom to settle down. Make it his job. It's his mom.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. And it usually gets brought up in families anyway, because they're like, hey, are you going to have babies?
Yeah.
You're going to have babies? Go have lots and lots of babies. Well, that's you encouraging them to do it. So just let it go.
It is weird when you get married and people are like, are you guys trying? Are you working on? I'm like, stop it.
Stop.
That is icky.
It is so weird that they're like, come on, get my girl pregnant. Come on. Woo.
Especially when it's like grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Not okay.
All right. Well, we are 100% on the love side of this.
Yeah. Keep him. Just talk to the mom.
All right.